Today, we'd like to study the title of Solomon's Houses in the 2 Chronicles chapter 8, verses 1 to 18. For online reader people, we'd like to suggest four questions. Number one, in verse 1, it came to pass at the end of 20 years when Solomon had built the house of the Lord and his own house. How many years did Solomon spend to build each house? Question 2, in verse 2, that the cities which Hiram had given to Solomon, Solomon built them, and he settled the children of Israel there. What were the cities which Hiram had given to Solomon? Question 3, in verse 11, now Solomon brought the daughter of Pharaoh up from the city of Debir to the house he had built for her. For he said, my wife Shelah dwell in the house of David, king of Israel, because the places to which the ark of the Lord has come are holy. What are the consequences of Solomon's decision to marry her for military security defense? Last question for in verse 13. What is the Feast of Weeks? First of all, we want to see the brief background. This historical record in the 1 Kings chapter 9, verses 10 to 28 is similar to this the 2 Chronicles chapter 8, verses 1 to 18. For the matter of places in the Bible, use a map as a reference of the Bible in order to understand scriptures. Some are identified by archaeologists, but some are not yet. Do not assume a place, but leave it within the big picture of Israel and wait until it is discovered. First one, it came to pass at the end of 20 years when Solomon had built the house of the Lord and his own house. 1 Kings chapter 6 verse 38 says, Solomon was 7 years in building the house of the Lord. So 7 years was spent to build the house of the Lord. And the 1 Kings chapter 7 verse 1, but Solomon took 13 years to build his own house. So he finished all his house. So Solomon spent 13 years to build his own house or palace. So almost double times than the house of the Lord spent to build his own house. Verse 2, that the cities which Hiram had given to Solomon. The question, what were the cities Hiram had given to Solomon? They were the Solomon's gift of 20 cities in Galilee in the token of his appreciation for Hiram's gifts of materials to build the houses. In the 1 Kings chapter 9, verse 10 to 14, now it happened at the end of 20 years when Solomon had built the two houses, the house of the Lord and the king's house. Hiram, the king of Tyre. Tyre is Mediterranean Sea city country. So very rich country, Tyre. Hiram, the king of Tyre, had supplied Solomon with cedar and cypress and gold. Those are materials to build the house of God and the house of Solomon. As much as Solomon desired, the King Solomon then gave Hiram 20 cities in the land of Galilee in the token of Solomon's appreciation to Hiram. Then Hiram went from Tyre, his city country, to see the cities which Solomon had given him, but they did not please him. So simply, no thank you. So he said, what kind of cities are these which you have given me, my brother? And he called them the land of Kabul. Kabul means worthless city. So those 20 cities in the wilderness around the Sea of Galilee, as they are to this day. Then Hiram sent the king 120 talents of gold. Then 1 Kings chapter 5, verse 1, we can see the relationship between Hiram and Solomon's father, David's king. Now Hiram, king of Tyre, sent his servants to Solomon because he heard that they had anointed him, or Solomon, king, in the place of his father, because Hiram had always loved David. So lover, in the Greek word, four types of lover compared to English word. English word love, only one word, but Greek word, four types of love. One is unconditional love, that's God's love, they're called as agape. But three of them, the other three of them, called are human love or conditional love. One love, the parent love to children, that's called storge, that is conditional. Because you are my children, that's why I love you, that kind of thing. The second conditional love, eros. You are female, I am male, so I love each other. That is eros. The last one is philia. Philia is brothers and friends. This kind of love, friendship love. So brother shows because Hiram called Solomon my brother. Brother shows Hiram's good friendship with Solomon, like with David. So Kabul means worthless. So here, talent, one talent is 75 pounds. So 9,000 pounds gold were given to Solomon from Hiram. Then Solomon built them. He settled the children of Israel there, because Hiram didn't accept Solomon's gift, 20 cities in Galilee area. Verse 3, Solomon went to Hamath Zoba and seized it. Hamath Zoba, two cities, were in the area of Lebanon and Syria, so north of Israel. He also, Solomon also built Tadmor in the wilderness, and all the storage cities which he built in Hamath, Lebanon area too. He built the upper Beth Horon and lower Beth Horon, fortified the cities with walls, gates, and bars against enemy's invasion. Also, Baalath and all the storage cities that Solomon had, and all the chariot cities, and the cities of the horsemen or cavalry, and all that Solomon desired to build in Jerusalem, in Lebanon, and in all the land of his dominion. Here, Tadmor, Beth Horon, Baalath, their city were located in the land of Judah. Particular Beth Horon was the northwest side of Jerusalem. So from 1 Kings chapter 9, verse 17 to 19. And Solomon built Geza, lower Beth Horon, Baalath, and Tadmor in the wilderness, in the land of Judah. In the land of Judah is Jerusalem, the capital city of Israel, that area, the land of the Judah. So Solomon divided 12 tribes of land. All the storage cities that Solomon had, cities for his chariot and cities for his cavalry, and whatever Solomon desired to build in Jerusalem, in Lebanon, and in all the land of his dominion, over all the land of the Israel, one nation. Then verse 7, all the people who were left over the Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites and Jebusites, those are foreigners or Gentiles, non-Israelites, who are not of Israel, not belong to Israel, Israelite, that is their descendants or their children who were left in the land after them, whom the children of Israel did not destroy or did not kill. From these, Solomon raised the forced labor, which means involuntary servitude, simply slavery's labor, as it is to this day. But Solomon did not make the children of Israel servants for his work, or did not make the children of Israel slaves for his work. Some men of war, captains of his officers, captains of his chariot and his cavalry, and others were chiefest of the officials of King Solomon, 250 who ruled over the people, over the foreigners. Also recorded in the 1 Kings chapter 9, verse 20 to 22, said, all the people who were left of the Amorites, Hittites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites, who were not of the children of Israel, that is their descendants who were left in the land after them, whom the children of Israel had not been able to destroy completely, from these Solomon raised forced labor, as it is to this day. But of the children of Israel, Solomon made no forced laborers, because they were men of war, and his servants, his officers, his captains, commanders of his chariots and his cavalry. Then, verse 11, now Solomon brought the daughter of Pharaoh. Simply means Pharaoh is the title of an Egyptian king, or daughter is a princess. So brought the daughter of Pharaoh. So Solomon's the first wife was the daughter of Pharaoh for the purpose of the military security. That time, Egypt was the strongest country. So he married a political region, married the princess of Pharaoh. From the city of Debi to the house he had built for her, for he said, my wife shall not dwell in the house of Debi, king of Israel. Why not? Because the places to which the ark of the Lord has come are holy. So in the city of Jerusalem, there was the house of David king. We can read the 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 2, that the king David said to Nathan the prophet, see now I, David king, dwell in a house of cedar, but the ark of God dwells inside tent curtains. So once, for a while, the ark of God dwells in the city of David. That's why the Solomon knew that the pagan wife's marriage prohibited by God. So the 1 Kings chapter 11, verses 1 to 8, but the King Solomon loved many foreign women. So first the foreigner, the daughter of a Pharaoh. Then as well as the daughter of a Pharaoh, now women of the Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Sidonites, and Hittites, from the nations of whom the Lord had said to the children of Israel, you shall not intermarry with them, nor they with you. Surely, why? They will turn away your hearts after their gods or their idols. Solomon clung to these in love. Simply, Solomon fell in love over foreign or pagan wives. And he had 700 wives, princesses. Princesses meaning the daughters of foreign nations. So 700 wives came from the daughters over foreign country kings. So 700 wives and 300 concubines. 300 concubines might come from Israelites. So total 1,000 wives and concubines. And his wives turned away his heart. For it was so when Solomon was old that his wives turned his heart after other gods. And his heart was not loyal to the Lord his God, or was not faithful to the Lord his God, as was the heart of his father David. For Solomon went up Ashtoreth, Ashtoreth, the goddess of Sidonians. So Ashtoreth, so actually that is a sexual goddess, and Milcom, the abomination of the Ammonite. Abomination means the hatred thing by God. So Milcom, Solomon did evil in the sight of the Lord and did not fully follow the Lord as did his father David. Then Solomon built a high place for Chemosh, another idol, the abomination of Moab, on the hill that is east of Jerusalem, and for Molech, that is the god of pleasure, the abomination of the people of Ammon. And he did likewise for all his foreign wives, 700 wives, who burned incense and sacrifices to their idol gods. So the question is, what's the consequences? It's the consequence that the 1 Kings chapter 1, verses 9 to 11, so the Lord became angry with Solomon because his heart had turned from the Lord God of Israel, who had appeared to him twice. God is so patient, so twice once, and had commanded him concerning these things. So idol worship caused by intermarriage, that he should not go after the other gods, but he did not care what the Lord had commanded. Therefore the Lord said to Solomon, because you have done this and have not kept my covenant and my statutes, which I have commanded you, I will surely tear the kingdom away from you and give it to your servants. So therefore, after Solomon's death, the kingdom of Israel was divided. Two nations, northern country called as Israel, ruled by Jeroboam, the Solomon's servants, and the southern kingdom called as Judah, ruled by Solomon's son, Rehoboam. So therefore, we should learn here, do not allow any little sin from beginning. Solomon obeyed almost fully God's word. You know, we can see from verse 12 to 15, Solomon fully obeyed God's commandment, except only one prohibited pagan wife, the daughter of a Pharaoh. So we shouldn't allow any little sin from beginning. If a sin, immediately repent, because the 1 John chapter 1, verse 9 said, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Then verse 12. Now verses 12 to 15, Solomon fully obeyed the Lord, except prohibited his pagan wife marriage. Verse 12, then Solomon offered a burnt offering to the Lord on the altar of the Lord, which he had built before the vestibule or porch, according to the daily rate, offering according to the commandment of Moses, for the Sabbath, the new moons, and three appointed yearly feasts, or three times in the year. The number one, the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Number two, the Feast of the Weeks, and the Feast of Tabernacle. the last question, what was the Feast of Weeks? So the three appointed years feast are the feast of first fruits of barley harvest, for the feast of unleavened bread, the feast of first fruit of wheat harvest, for the feast of weeks, or called as Pentecost, and the feast of first fruits of olive and grape harvest, for the feast of tabernacle. Deeply led you thankful heart to the Lord. In the 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So in depth, you could see Leviticus chapter 23. So in detail, explain, you know, for example, the first month and 14th is Passover. But then is 1 week, you know, the first month, 15 to 21st, that unleavened bread, you know, feast. Then is the third month, 6, that is a Pentecost. The weeks are coming from 7 weeks, 7 times 7 equal to 49, from the Feast of Unleavened, the Feast of Passover. 49 plus 1 equal to 50, so that's called Pentecost. Then is the seventh, first called as the Feast of Trumpet or New Year over a Jewish calendar. So the seventh month, 10, the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur, only high priest was allowed to enter into most holy place. Then the seventh, months 15 to 21, that's called the Feast of Tabernacle or Sukkot, to remind God's protection and guidance in the wilderness. So Leviticus chapter 23 explained in detail. You know, for so the last question answer, what is the Feast of Weeks and called as Pentecost, or the Feast of the First Fruit of Wheat Harvest? That's the answer. Also, Israel used a lunar calendar, not in solar calendar. So lunar calendar, usually 30 months later than our solar Gregorian calendar. That is a hint. Then, verse 14, and according to the order of David, his father, he appointed the divisions of the priests for their service, the Levites for their duties to praise and serve before the priest, as the duty of each day required, or every day required, and the gatekeepers or porters by their divisions at each gate. For so David, the man of God, had commanded. They did not depart from the command of the king David to the priest and Levite concerning any matter or concerning the treasury. Simply, they did not violate it. Any commandment. Verse 16, now all the work of Solomon was well ordered or well prepared from the day of the foundation of the house of the Lord until it was finished. So the house of the Lord was completed or was perfected. Verse 17, then Solomon went to Ezion-Geber and Elath on the sea coast. What is Elath on the sea coast? That is of the Red Sea. So how can we know? Because 1 Kings chapter 9, verse 26 explains, King Solomon also built a fleet of ships at the Ezion-Geber, which is near Elath on the shore of the Red Sea in the land of Edom. So Red Sea is between Egypt and the wilderness area that is called the Red Sea, that area sea. So in the time of Solomon, the land was huge for Israel. In the land of Edom, and Hiram sent him ships by then, because Hiram, the king of Tyre, the Mediterranean Sea area's king. So ships by the hand of his servant and servants who knew the sea expert how to handle the ship, you know. They went with the servants of Solomon to Ophir and acquired 450 talents of gold. That is 33,750 pounds or 15,300 kilograms gold from there and brought it to King Solomon as a treasury for Solomon. So let's see each question answer. Question one, in verse one, it came to pass at the end of 20 years when Solomon had built the house of the Lord and his own house. How many years did Solomon spend to build each house? So 7 years to build the house of the Lord, 13 years to build his own house. Question two, in verse two, that the cities which Hiram had given to Solomon, Solomon built them, and he settled the children of Israel there. What were the cities which Hiram had given to Solomon? Solomon's gift of 20 cities in Galilee area in the token of his appreciation for Hiram's gift of materials to build the houses. Question 3, in verse 11, now Solomon brought the daughter of Pharaoh off from the city of Debir to the house he had built for her. For he said, my wife shall not dwell in the house of Debir, king of Israel, because the places to which the ark of the Lord has come are holy. What are the consequences of Solomon's decision to marry her for military security defense? The consequence is, his little sin grows up to 700 foreign wives, finally resulting in the separation of Israel country after his death. Question 4. In verse 13, what is the Feast of Weeks? That is a Pentecost, 50 days from the day of Passover. That is the Feast of the First Fruits of Wheat Harvest. Okay, let's just sing song, last song led by brother
Rick.
Yeah, Rick. Okay, thank you. Yeah.